Conversation 2. So, now you are out with your latest novel. It's called Queen of Dreams. Why don't you just talk a little bit about the process you went through? Did you feel a bit like a student? Or did you talk to your students about? Did you have to do many rewrites? Tell us a little bit about the process.
Well, when I was doing Queen of Dreams, I always do a lot of revisions. I'm one of those addicted, compulsive revisers. And for me, each word just has to be right, or I'll keep worrying the text. I'll keep working with it. And one of the first things that are always important to me in my writing is that I have to have a very strong idea of the protagonist, or at least two or three of the major characters before I can start writing. I have to be able to visualize them, I have to understand their inner thinking, and I have to get a sense of their voice, how they speak. And I can't start stories until I have that clearly in my head.
Are any of the voices, or students, in your classes, are they from other communities, other cultures, so they are speaking with a wide variety of voices?
We have a very multicultural program, and I have students who are Indian Americans. I have African American students. I have Latino American students. I really have students from just about so many cultures, and that creates a really wonderful mix in the classroom because everyone is bringing their own culture into their writing. And even though they're writing in English, they have the rhythms of their own mother tongues.
Questions 5 to 8 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 5. What can we know about the woman writer from the conversation?
Question 6. What will the woman writer do before she starts writing?
Question 7. What cultures do the woman writer's students come from?
Question 8.
What is implied in the conversation about the woman writer students?